Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
As we go into our food time show, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show, amidst all the breaking news today and all that's going on, our regular features, our food time segment sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant here in Chicago. And how nice to have Jack Bishop on the show today, celebrity chef, food author, and chief creative officer at one of my favorites, the America's Test Kitchen. Jack is a cookbook author of books like The Complete Italian Vegetarian Cookbook, and one of my very favorite cookbooks, has been for a long time, Pasta e Verdura, Vegetables Every Day, and now out with the brand new one called The Perfect Cookie. Jack, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Wow, you are a fan. You know some of my old books. I'm impressed.
I'll tell you what. You know, I'm sure you don't remember this because it was like 20 years ago or something. But when your Italian vegetarian cookbooks came out, you were one of the very first guests on this Food Time program. When Pasta e Verdura came out, I know that we talked, and I have been such a big fan of that book ever since, because there's such fantastic recipes in there.
Well, thank you. Gosh, I can't believe that was really 20 years ago, wasn't it?
I was a little bit shocked myself when I looked at the date when the book came out. But look how things have gone so well for you since then. Do you guys just have the best time on America's Test Kitchen? It sure seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, the show itself is just so much fun. You know, everyone on the show, we've known each other now. We're approaching 17, 18, 19 years in some cases. We get to cook and eat all day. I mean, so we should just start with that. Our job involves eating all day. So that's pretty great job.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, you guys are, you know, we're very familiar with the America's Test Kitchen location that we've seen on TV for so many years. You guys are actually moving into some new digs right now, right?
Yeah, we're moving basically across town. The current offices are located in Brookline, just over the city line from Boston. And we have outgrown our offices and our test kitchen. We have crammed now over 200 people working in America's Test Kitchen, and it was comfortable maybe when there were 75 or 100 of us, but it's gotten very, very tight, and there's really nowhere to go. So we're moving across town to the Seaport district in Boston on the water, and we're really excited. I think we're moving, if everything goes well, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's still it's never fun when you move and pack up all your stuff and you realize all the stuff that you've accumulated, through especially that many years. I mean, Christopher Kimball himself, he must have like 3-4 warehouses full of bow ties, all by himself, right?
You wouldn't believe the number of like spatulas and whisks and food processors and books. We have about 5,000 cookbooks in our library.
Wow.
But we've also built brand new test kitchens and television studios. So the new home is going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it sounds pretty amazing. Now, talk to me a little about this new book, The Perfect Cookie. We're having 95 degree weather today. You'd never know that we're in autumn officially and, you know, getting into kind of like perfect baking weather, perfect, you know, weather as we approach the holidays of baking Christmas cookies and all that, because it seems like the 4th of July outside here in Chicago today. But, what brought on this concept?
So we love our cookies at America's Test Kitchen. I'm actually kind of famous for around 3:30 kind of scoping around the test kitchen to see, is anybody baking cookies today? Because I don't know, maybe this is like from childhood where, you know, that after school time where I basically want a cookie pretty much every day.
Sure.
And we have been baking cookies now for more than 2 decades and never done a cookie book. And so this is our tome. Everything from the ultimate you know, lunchbox cookies or cookie jar cookies, you know, peanut butter, chocolate chip, to the fancy holiday cookies and everything in between. And so it was a lot of fun to work on the book, as you can imagine. Photographs of every beautiful cookie. And if you love to bake, and I promise, I know Chicago, I know it well, it's not going to be 95 there forever. It will get to be baking weather sooner or later.
Don't spoil it, Jack. There's no need to spoil it for us like that.
You know, the weather's not a whole lot better in Boston.
I know,
so,
right.
But, you know, that's the great thing about when the weather gets cooler is that we want to spend more time in our kitchens. And there is no better way to spend time in your kitchen than to make some amazing cookies.
Are there certain basics, you know, certain tools, certain things, even before you even get to any of the recipes for great cookie baking?
Yeah, a couple things. Parchment paper. To line your baking sheets or cookie sheets is really the best way to go. Rather than greasing the cookie sheets, which kind of makes a mess and doesn't work as well, we love parchment paper. You know, you can go in the oven, it doesn't burn, and it ensures that you never have to worry about scraping your cookies off of the cookie sheet. A really good cookie spatula, you've done all that work, and you want to get those warm cookies transferred to a wire rack. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you've got a spatula that is going to nestle under those cookies and do a nice job.
I probably have about 7 or 10 spatulas of different kinds, and somehow in my mind I think, you know, that I know the function of each one of them. But, I mean, are there certain requirements that should be your cookie spatula?
Yeah, we actually, believe it or not, we tested about a half dozen dedicated cookie spatulas. Now, these are not the big ones that you might flip a burger out on the grill. And so the cookie spatula, you want it to be small, so maybe a 2-by-3-inch head. You want it to be maneuverable and flexible, made of silicone. You don't want metal here. And you want it to have sort of thin edges so that can really dig in under the cookie without and loosen it without tearing it. And ideally, also an angled handle so that your handle is well above the warm cookie sheet. And of all the models we tested, believe it or not, the OXO Good Grips cookie spatula, it's a $7 spatula, is if you love to bake cookies, you need a good cookie spatula, and this is it.
So it's the OXO one is the one that you guys recommend.
Yeah, you know, if you watch the show, you know that we are constantly testing equipment in the kitchen, everything from stand mixers to cookie spatulas.
Right.
And, you know, put them through their paces and run a series of tests, and this was our top-rated cookie spatula.
What about cookie sheets? I see different kinds in the store. Some are nonstick, some are dark metal, some are light metal, and I know that that does make a difference.
It does. We actually use regular rimmed baking sheets. So there are two kinds of sheets you can bake a cookie on. One is a cookie sheet, and usually it has no sides on at least 3 edges and then just a lip on one edge. The only thing you can really do on it is bake cookies. We prefer to use heavy-duty rimmed baking sheets, and so they're 18 inches by 13 inches is ideal. This is the kind of pan that not only can you make cookies, you can roast potatoes, you can, you know, basically anything you want to put on a sheet pan, you can put in here. And we like them because they're big, and we like a light colored. The dark ones will brown faster, including the nonstick, and you may get the tops not quite set, and the bottoms are already too dark. And so a shiny surface is actually better, and that's why we're using the parchment paper, because we're not using a nonstick pan which can overbrown the bottoms. We're using a shiny one that's got a regular surface, and the cookies will stick if you're not using parchment or greasing it.
Yeah, I want to get to a couple of recipes here after we come back from a quick break. 312-981-7200 is the number if you've got a question or comment with Jack Bishop from America's Test Kitchen. Here's Bonnie with a question for you. Jack, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks for calling in. You're on with Jack.
Good. I have a question. You mentioned using parchment paper, but can you also use Silpat?
Yes, you can use Silpats. So Silpats are reusable. They're made of silicone, and they do the exact same thing that parchment does, that they mean that you don't need to grease the sheet. It's basically a layer between the rimmed baking sheet and the cookie. We've tested Silpats, and we love them. So if you like to bake cookies a lot, you know, you just got to wash them, and then you can, as you know, use them again.
No difference in the cooking time or, you know, just the sort of the chemistry of that particular material versus a thin sheet of paper?
We found no real difference. It's really just a preference about, you know, whether you've got room for the Silpat somewhere in one of your drawers and versus using the parchment paper. But Silpat is a great way to make sure that your cookies do not stick to your baking sheet.
Good deal. You're in business there, Bonnie. Thanks for the call. Hi, Sandy. You're up next on WGN.
Hello. I'm curious. Do you like to bake your cookies in convection or conventional oven? I've used convection when I've put in two trays. Usually I'll bake one tray at a time.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we test all of our recipes using the regular bake setting, because we know that a lot of people don't have a convection. That said, the point that you made is really the best reason to use convection, which is you can put in multiple baking sheets in the oven, and you don't have to worry about turning them. So when you're in a regular oven, you really should probably, for most recipes, put one baking sheet in at a time in the middle of the oven, and then halfway through rotate it, because there are hot and cold spots in your oven. Convection, which means there's a fan circulating the air, means there are no hotter or colder spots. And not only do you not have to rotate the baking sheet, you can stack two or even three baking sheets in the oven at the same time. Generally, we'll turn the temperature down 25 degrees. So if it's a recipe that's written for 375 bake, we would go to 350 on convection. And that usually will get you basically the same baking time.
Sandy, thank you. Go ahead.
I have one more question.
Sure.
You have a 12-step program for all the magazines of that I've collected from your show.
all I can say, Sandy, is thank you. How does that sound?
Yeah, I think that's an addiction that they encourage over there, right?
All right, thank you.
And I love it, too. I mean, I watch I do watch the show as much as I possibly can. So, Jack, in the new book, The Perfect Cookie, there's like 250 cookie recipes in there. So anyone getting ready for the holidays, this is the perfect book to pick up. But just talk to me about a couple of the recipes, all of which we have posted, by the way, at WGNradio.com on my page. The recipe that you call the perfect chocolate chip cookie. What makes this one perfect over a million other recipes that are out there?
Well, first of all, we melt the butter rather than waiting for it to soften on the counter. So it's a recipe that you can make right away. And then in addition to melting it, we cook it a little bit so that it gets browned. So you think about if you go to a restaurant and you get a fancy piece of fish that's got browned butter. We brown the butter for this cookie, and it gives it this amazing butterscotch, toffee, nutty notes, even though there are no nuts in it. And I think it is the world's best chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, just looking at the recipe makes me want to have some. We've got recipes on here for molasses spice cookies with dark rum glaze. That sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, this is a grown-up cookie. You know, it's got all of those warm spices, including some black pepper. And the molasses and the brown sugar, and then it's got this dark rum glaze. Not for cookies, for kids, rather, but this is an amazing, amazing cookie.
Yeah, there's peanut butter sandwich cookies and s'more blossom cookies. We've got a whole bunch of recipes up on the web, WGNradio.com. The book is called The Perfect Cookie, and Jack Bishop, I hope it's not 20 years until I talk to you again. Love America's Test Kitchen and love all you guys as well.
Well, Dean, great to talk to you again, and we got to do it much sooner than 20 years.